up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. This episode and podcast is brought to you by AG1. Guys, I literally use this product every single day. I started drinking it because I was looking for a way to get some essential vitamins and nutrients, and I am not really good about always hitting up those leafy greens or like the plate of broccoli or, you know, the good veggies that I'm supposed to have every day. I'm not. So I've been using this for, I think, 6 months or so, and I love it. First, it's an all-natural drink. There's no fillers, there's no weird ingredients, nothing like that, but it also doesn't taste like one of those weird, gross health shakes. It's kind of like this mild tropical taste that I crave every single day. So you guys know I am a huge believer that health is a personal responsibility, and this is just one of those good, healthy habits that I can implement and not even think about. So here's how it works. I add a scoop of AG1 into about 8 ounces of water right after my workout. I shake it up and I enjoy. And if you're one of those people who really love the facts, you want to know all about it, there are 75 vitamins, nutrients, minerals, whole food source superfoods. We also got probiotics and adaptogens. So it's really helping your gut, your nervous system, your immune system. It's also helping with energy, recovery, and focus. And because I love you so much, as a Make Chic Happen podcast listener, here's what I got for you. Go to athleticgreens.com/chic for a 1-year supply of the immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets of AG1. All you need to do again is just go to athleticgreens.com/chic and take advantage of that offer. Of course, too, it's linked in the show notes. All right, back to this week's episode. Well, hey everyone, it is Katie and Melanie of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast with a very exciting announcement. This is episode 200 of our podcast, which crazy, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely insane to think that we have filmed over 200 of these episodes recorded, and the feedback we have been getting about our recent transition to Direct Sales Done Right has just been incredible. So we want to first thank you for taking time out of your day and listening in and giving us feedback about the things that you want to hear more about the topics that you want us to address, everything from how to scale in direct sales to really like the tough stuff about building a direct sales business that we've really definitely uncovered, and we look forward to doing more of that throughout the year. But I wanted to kick us off by talking a little bit about gratitude. So thank you guys for 200 episodes.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. So I'm going to ask you a question. What do you feel like has been what have you learned from doing a podcast? What have been like some of your aha moments with this process?
Number one, I think most importantly, is hearing our audience. I love when we get feedback about an episode, or sometimes when people tag us on Instagram, I'll go back and I'll say, hey, what was your favorite part of the episode? Or is there a topic that you want to learn more about? And what I'm finding is a lot of times it's not even things that I think about.
Sure.
Or something will resonate with someone that I'm like, oh, I never thought about it that way. That's really cool. How about for you?
Okay. So I love podcasting. And, you know, when we first started this, we knew it was going to be a great opportunity for us to, you know, just share our knowledge and for people to really connect with our teaching style in a different way than maybe our social media post, right? And what I think has been so cool is, again, to just really watch how people have continued to tell us what they want.
Yeah.
But also, it's a slow climb. You know, it doesn't matter how much success or how much visibility. Yeah. You know, a podcast takes time. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes consistency, like everything we talk about in the business. And we really, it started out slow. We had to build that momentum. People had to get used to seeing the two of us together.
Too. Yes. Yeah, yes, for sure.
Very much so. And so, you know, there are these times in the podcast or even in your business where you question, is it working?
Yeah.
Is this worth my time?
Sure.
And there's a little bit of that faith in the process. And really, because we continue to show up for the podcast, because we continue to have faith that this was a great way to connect with our audience, we've had a lot of speaking engagements. We've signed a lot of contracts with other companies because people were able to binge listen to our podcast and say, I agree with their methodologies and their teachings and I want to partner with them. So I feel like
it's such a business builder.
It's a good lesson for entrepreneurs, for those of you that are listening to, sometimes you aren't sure if what you're doing is working, but you have to have that belief in the bigger picture.
I love that. And it actually is a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about what success actually looks like. And I think a lot of times, just like you go, wow, 200 episodes, if you're watching this or if you're listening in on this, it might seem like we have it all together, but another thing that I've realized with 200 episodes is we've learned a lot about how each one of us experienced direct sales differently.
Yeah.
And we've both been able to bring that to the table within the podcast. And so today's episode, we're going to be talking about what success actually looks like. And we're not going to be talking about the pretty kind where you're walking across the stage being recognized for all your hard efforts. I'm going to be talking about a little bit of the emotional side of what goes on behind the scenes of your direct sales business. But before we do, one thing that we like to do is we like to read a review of the week. And if you want, you can always go on to iTunes, drop us a review. We love sharing them live with you. And we just love hearing from you about what's working or how is this applying into your business. So this is from Linda S., who says, "These girls will inspire you to go for your big goals. I've been following them for over 5 years, and they continue to shape my perspective in ways that allowed me to create my own stage." I love that. "But most of all, their podcast episodes are loaded with tangible ideas that can easily be implemented to ensure you find success along the way." Now, here's the thing. We do weekly giveaways.
Yes.
We actually, for anyone who leaves a review on the podcast, if you are selected, you can actually DM us. So if we read your review right here, just DM us on IG and you actually get a free mini coaching session with myself or Melanie. I know I just did one this week, which was so much fun. So we would love to hear that from you.
I love that. I love it. All right. So our listener of the week, one more thing before we dive into today. We have a listener of the week. So if you tag us on social media, screenshot this episode, tag us, tell us what your biggest takeaway is. We will shout you out here on the podcast. So Natasha Heacox, thanks so much for the tag, the love, and the great feedback on social media. Again, we always love to know who's listening, who is putting the things that we're teaching into practice.
Yeah.
All right. So let's dive into our episode today. One of the things that we commonly do on social media, which is why you should follow us at Chic Influencer on Instagram if you don't, is we like to ask you questions and we like to get feedback from our followers into what are some of their biggest challenges in their business. And so we asked this question last week and it was, you know, what is the hardest part about reaching your goals? Because here we are, it's the start of 2023 and we're all beginning to think about our New Year's resolutions, our vision, our goals, and our what we want out of our life this year. What are the things that we're not going to do? What are the things that we want more of?
Well, hey, everyone, it is Katie and Melanie, and we are interrupting our own podcast to let you know that it is official. The Direct Sales Done Right 52-week business and marketing planner is officially available. This has been a work of heart for months. We've been working behind the scenes on creating a planner that is all about your business and your marketing in one simple location.
Yeah. And we're so excited for you to officially have an opportunity to purchase it and integrate it into your business practices as well. This planner consists of four key areas that are going to help you create a thriving and successful business that you love without the burnout. So these key areas
include the Direct Sales Done Right section, where we're actually teaching you and walking you through how to use the planner and how to really approach direct sales in the right way. We walk you through Vision Casting Done Right. It's how we uniquely craft our vision, really look at the direction of where we want to go, and then break that down into the goal setting section so that you have a vision that is backed by goals and that helps you then align to the daily practices in your business. We walk you through how to create a social media marketing calendar and a weekly layout. And one of the things that I love the most about this planner is that we really focus on the data, the numbers, analyzing your trends and your stats to help guide you with the content that you're creating in future weeks.
It really professionalizes and simplifies the market of direct sales. And I also love the confetti section too, which is really a great way to help your direct sales business really pop. And we give some of our own strategies and techniques that we've used over 11 years of building in the industry to the top, how we've been able to do it. So this is a great way to get organized, to be more productive, and to clarify your brand messaging on your social media platform so that you can attract the ideal client and really convert them into raving fans and team members too.
All right, you guys. So here's what you're going to do. You are going to head over to the show notes. You are going to click the link. You are going to get your planner and your time blocker bundle together, because you guys, this is going to help set you up for next year and success in your direct sales business.
And so as we really ask people, what are the hardest things about, you know, achieving your goals?
Yeah.
People said things like there's not enough time in the day, or they're stuck learning all the things, or finding people to invite. Maybe it's handling objections. A lot of people again said getting the work done. Consistency was something that we saw more of. And so all of those things are normal. I want you to know that if you found yourself shaking your head yes, that it is absolutely normal to feel like there aren't enough hours in the day. I remember when I was first starting my business and my boys were really little. They weren't even in preschool yet. And my husband was working long hours out of the home. And I had these pockets, these teeny tiny little windows throughout my day I could work my business. And I remember saying, once the kids are in preschool, I'll have more time to work my business. Or once I can hire a babysitter, I'll have more time to work my business. And yet every time that I would have more time, there would be more things to do. And so I find that to that point, there never will be enough hours in the day to accomplish all of the things. You just really have to begin to say, okay, what are the most important things? We actually talked about this
in our community,
in our Chic Influencer community, which we have a community membership, and we trained on that the very first week in the new year. Yeah. It's really about the must-dos and prioritizing and all that good stuff. So, you know, as you're beginning to make some changes in your life, and we always find that as we come out of the gate in the new year, we're excited. We have high motivation to change, and we create these vision boards, we create these goals, and we've kind of put a stake in the ground on, you know, the first Monday of the new year that this is going to be it. Mm-hmm. And there is this cycle that you go through whenever you are creating change. And many of you might be feeling this right now, if anybody is listening and maybe has committed to getting rid of the sugar, or I'm gonna follow a nutrition plan, or I'm gonna start exercising. We actually go through this period where like, I'm so excited about the changes, right? And then we go through this period where we're like, I feel like crap, this is really hard, you know? And then we go, I'm quitting, I'm not doing this anymore, right? Sure. And most people do sort of fall off the wagon, which is why the gyms are full in January and they're empty in the beginning of February, right?
Yeah.
But I always believe knowledge is power. And today we're going to walk you through the cycle that you go through when you're creating change, because you're going to start feeling this cycle, and we want you to go, oh, I know what I'm experiencing. And then we want you to say, I got this. This is a natural process, because when you have knowledge and you understand why something is happening, you're more likely to stick with it, as long as your motivation and the goal is still significant and important to you.
And the right vision. So when you said motivation, just wanted to make sure that we're clear, because we did spend a lot of time in the previous episodes talking about vision and the importance that plays into your business. So one of the first things that we want to talk about is be willing to change.
Yeah.
So let's actually take a step back and review what Melanie just talked about. She said that knowledge is power.
That's key when it comes to change. Here at Chic Influencer, one of the things we say, I feel like our members, our friends, they get so tired of us saying this, tracking reveals trends reveal a truth, truth creates a change.
Yes.
And here's what we find is most people who go into business with high expectations of what the direct sales business can do for them, they get really frustrated and they think they can't do it, but they also can't put a pulse on why they aren't doing it because they've never sat back and said, what's in my control and what can I actually do to make changes? Like, what are my current habits that I can actually identify and say, okay, what are these habits and how can I actually change them? So let's say, for example, in the wellness space, and I'll just give my own example. When I was struggling to lose weight, I had been in the fitness industry for quite some time at this point. I noticed that I had plateaued on my own goals. I had put on a little bit of weight and I just was really unhappy. And I remember having a conversation with one of my distributors at the time. And I said, she said, well, what is one of the habits that you have when it comes to eating? You know, are you tracking? And I said, yeah, I kind of sort of track. So I kind of sort of do it. And she said, well, why don't you actually go through and look at your habits? And I noticed a huge habit of mine was to work at night. And I would sit at my computer and I would work throughout the evening, and around 10:30 at night, I would be done with my computer and I would almost like have a metaphoric like tap on the shoulder, like, good job, Katie. Like, you sent the invites, you had the conversations, you made sure everybody on your team was feeling really, really good. And then I instinctively went to the pantry, not because I was hungry, but because it was a habit. And I realized that I was emotionally eating because I was tied to joy. Like, the idea of joy and food went together.
Interesting.
And that went back to my childhood, where the most joyful moments of my childhood were when we as a family were gathered together for meals and food was a way of showing your love.
Yeah.
And so I was able to connect this. And then once I was able to make that connection, I was able to identify what I could do to change. And so for me in the fitness and wellness space, I started to go, well, I should give myself a metaphoric pat on the back. And maybe instead, I'm actually going to pick up my fiction book in the evening because that actually does bring me joy. So when we talk about change, tracking reveals trends reveal a truth, truth creates change. You cannot create lasting change if you don't know the truth. So we really encourage you in this new year to take a step back and go, what are my habits? What do I actually need to do to change because something isn't working, or something I've done in the past, I would get into this pattern of doing, I know that I have control over and that I can change.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So powerful. So knowledge, understanding, being awareness. A lot of times we just go through the motions and we never really ask ourselves why.
Yeah.
Why do I make those decisions? Why do I fall off track? Why does that always seem to be the end result that I get? Why am I the chronic quitter?
Yeah. Right? Can I also add too, it's not that you're broken. It's not that something's wrong with you, because there's something, let me rephrase that. It's not that something's wrong with you. We all have flaws. Nobody's perfect. But what happens is when you see leaders in the industry, they've probably worked through a lot of the bad habits that they've adopted, and they've been able to make changes that will help them in the business. So you may be at the point where you're ready to start identifying what those changes
are. For sure. Okay, so the first part of this cycle of success, this transition into change, is awareness is key. But the first thing that happens, and this is very much, we're going to relate, I think, a lot of this today to the wellness industry, because that it's very parallel.
And that's what we were too.
Yes.
So we almost want to picture it too, like you're at the bottom of a mountain.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So if you are a visual thinker, you almost want to think of like your climb to success, right? You're at the bottom of the mountain just getting started.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bottom of the mountain, and the 12-week year is a book that inspired me as we were creating the script for today's podcast. And I think that the author do a great job at walking you through. You're at the bottom of the mountain, but you're kind of starting to go up, right? And so we call this the uninformed optimism part of your business journey. And it really is that Monday morning, the new year, the first Monday of the new year. You wake up, you lace up your shoes, you drink your pre-workout, you either go to the gym or you work out in your basement, and everything's great. Everything. It's easy that day to drink all your water. It's easy that day to eat all the
healthy foods, right? By the end of the day, you might be a little exhausted, maybe have a headache, but you feel good because you're making change and you're motivated. In your mind, nothing is gonna stand in your way. This is going to be your year. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, right, we call this the honeymoon phase of new goals. It's also like that when you start a business too. I remember when we started Chic Influencer, the first, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, this is amazing. Yeah. We were working a lot of hours. Yeah. I mean, insane hours. Everything was awesome. Everything was new. Everything was excited. There was nothing that could go wrong.
Right.
And really, that is the first part. You're kind of unaware of how challenging things actually are. You're just sort of like, you're not informed. You don't, you just, everything is great, right? That's really the first part of the process.
Yeah, because you don't really have experience otherwise. You, you really haven't had, maybe haven't experienced your first no, you haven't had your first teammate quit, or you really just haven't grasped the bigger concept of like owning a business is actual work and it's really hard.
Oh, you're working off your warm market. Your friends and your family are purchasing from you.
And they're supportive.
And your post might be terrible. You might be even dropping a link to purchase and people are actually buying from you because it's new, right? They're excited. They want to support you like that real, you know, nothing has really shifted.
And people too can stay in informed optimism even when they haven't taken action. So I want to also add that these are the people who are really excited about the potential of the business, but haven't actually started. Okay. So here we are, we're working up our mountain. Maybe we're kind of like getting a couple no's, but we're like, I've got this. Like I'm excited. Like nothing's going to bring me down. And then you start to realize, oh, maybe I missed my first goal, or this is a little bit harder than I expected, or I hit a plateau, or I missed my first month of volume goal, or you start to notice like it isn't actually as easy as you originally thought. And here's what happens when that seems that you get to that point. The benefits of doing the work don't seem to outweigh the actual work. Mm. So you don't necessarily see the vision that you put for yourself as clearly. You start to put a gap between you and the person who might be mentoring you. You start to really like raise an eyebrow to like the actual, you can do this, like you have to invite because maybe you've gotten a couple no's and it just feels kind of hard. And in the wellness space, this might be when you're actually doing the work and then you plateau for a few days or you don't see the weight loss and you're literally doing everything in your power, but you're like, this is ridiculous. Like I actually can't do it. And I will say most people actually quit in informed pessimism.
They do.
So we went from uniformed optimism, which is like, this is great, I've got this, like nothing's gonna get me down, into informed pessimism. You have an understanding of the work that it takes. You're realizing that it's harder than you originally thought and that you're starting to maybe say, oh, I'm getting objections or this is taking longer than I actually expected. And I also want you to know that in informed pessimism, the other thing that can sneak in is entitlement. Mm. I have been working for X amount of months. I should be further along than this.
Yeah.
And we get into this habit too of not really acknowledging, well, maybe there are things that I'm not doing that could be moving me forward. So it's a mindset part that we have to talk about too.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about Valley of Despair?
Okay. So we've kind of gone up our mountain.
Yeah.
We've hit like this. Yeah. And so now we're like, we're kind of going down. Now we're coming down the other side. And this Valley of Despair is, this is really where people are like, this is awful. This is hard. Nobody's successful at the direct sales space. Only the people that get in early, only at the people at the top, right? I mean, you understood that it was going to be a challenge, but at the beginning, you didn't care. Like, it's not going to be that hard. Everything's going to be great. Then you started to have some objections, some setbacks. You realized your business was going to take a little more effort and consistency, but now you're just like, this sucks. And it's this moment where even just rationalization is hard. You really have to have that crystal clear vision mm-hmm. of this is where I'm going. And I will say that if you didn't quit before,
yeah.
this is the next section where we find that most people quit. And I almost feel like this is just life's way of weeding yeah. out the people that don't have the grit and the ability to build a successful business. And this valley of despair, you are truly saying to yourself, like, I don't know if I can do this, if I'm cut out for this. And this mm. is really a time where we encourage you, maybe you're in this spot right now, mm. where you have to say, have I actually given it 100%? This is where you have to black and white, go back to the data, pull out your trackers over the past couple of months, pull out your time blocker and start to go through, where are my areas where I wasn't consistent, I wasn't disciplined, mm. where there are action steps that I should have been taking that I didn't. You also have to say, am I really giving it enough time? Because 30, 60, 90 days isn't long enough. We always say to people, be here in a year, give it 100% effort, consistency, and dedication for the next 365 days, and you will have a good gauge on your potential yeah. of what you can achieve. But in the valley of despair, if you aren't taking that step back and really evaluating yeah. those things and having a lot of that self-reflection, again, this is a big part yeah. of the process where we see people like exit the stage yeah. and really do yeah. blame the business model
right.
that it doesn't work, when in reality,
yeah,
it's us. It's yeah. us that hasn't stuck around. Yeah.
I want to talk about the mental part of that okay. too. So where we have the optimism mentally, you're in the game. You're like, I'm excited. You might be a little naive about the work, but you're excited mentally. You're there. You're equipped. You are ready. But when you're in informed pessimism, that negativity starts to play a role. And this is where we often see the quiet quit, mm-hmm. where our mindset is more of, it's just not for me. I don't have the time. But what happens in the valley of despair, when you're really down in that metaphoric valley, it's hard to get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
It is very hard to get yourself out of it. And the difference between the informed pessimism and the valley of despair is, it isn't just maybe this isn't for me. It's a bitterness. There's a resentment. There's an anger towards the company, towards your upline, towards just everyone around you. And it puts you in victim mentality. Yeah. And I know that that might be a really uncomfortable thought for you to have, because you might be saying to yourself, that's not me. It really is the company. That's not me. It really is. I don't have support. It's not me. But ask yourself, okay, going back to what I shared earlier, when I shared about my experience with nutrition, I didn't know about my blind spots. So the best thing you can do in your valley of despair is actually look around and look in you and say, what is it that is in me that is building up this resentment? Because once you, and I say this all the time to you, like, darkness can't dance in the light.
For sure, yeah.
So if you're in a dark spot, when you actually call it out into the light, then you can begin getting out of the valley of despair. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to stay down there, because if you're in the valley of despair, whether you go to another company or you do something else, that's still in you.
Yeah.
If you leave on a bitter note, it sticks. It just does.
And just to give a piece of advice, I have to work really hard when I am in my own valley. And I feel like this cycle happens when you start a new project, when you launch something new, when you do something different. So you have to work really hard to get out. So personal development is key. And personal development to everybody is different. So you have got to seek out. A lot of times I'll Google, or I'll go to podcast, the app, the, you know, iTunes app, and I'll type into the chat bar whatever it is that I'm looking for. If it's, I need leadership advice or overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
And then I will just consume. I will put in my earbuds and I will consume until I get myself out of it. Mm-hmm. So it's an active position. It is not me sitting there going, woe is me, somebody save me, but I'm actively trying to move myself through that stage. And it is work. It is a lot of work. So going to podcasts or YouTubes or, you know, people that inspire you to help pull you out will help you get to that next stage.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the last one to bring us home. So
you're out of the valley of despair. And business owners go through this, right? So, and it's not just a one and done. You might find yourself in a valley of despair a couple times throughout your business. The last one is informed optimism. And this is such a great place to be in your business. This is really where you start to see your business thriving. Personally, you feel like you have your priorities in check. You feel as though you just have a really great understanding of who you want to be as a business owner. So your actions too in this stage are really starting to bear the fruit. And in direct sales, we're talking a lot about duplication too. Yes. So you might be seeing your team grow. You might be seeing your team have success as well.
And more sales.
More sales, everything like that. And you notice too that internally, there's a different thought process for you. You just think about your business differently. When I was newer to direct sales, and for a few years in my direct sales, I really thought of it very me focused. So I took a lot of things personally. When people quit, it was my fault. When somebody had missed a goal, I would beat myself up and say like, well, what could I have done differently? Mm. But I find too that one of the best parts of informed optimism is that you don't take your business so personal. Sure, it always means a lot to you. It is personal. But you can still lay down at night going, I really am doing my best because I'm in growth. I like who I'm becoming through the process. Sure. I'm not just focused on the final product. And to me, that is the most peaceful place you can be as a business owner, is focused on the process of who you're becoming, not just the final product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, this is success and fulfillment.
Yeah.
This is as you've stepped into the benefits of the hard work that you've done. This is where you get to the top of a mountain and you've done a really hard hike and you look out over the scene and you go, wow, I'm so glad I didn't give up. This is beautiful. The sunrise coming up over the mountains is gorgeous. It's the moment where you feel that sense of accomplishment, and we crave that success and fulfillment part of our business. And we understand that the cost, it was worth it. All of that change and all of that challenge along the way. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that you, wherever you're at in your journey, you understand the process, you understand where you're at. And then you begin to say, what do I need to do to continue working through this cycle of success so that I can feel that feeling that someone gets when they have achieved their goal? And we like to say to ourselves, like, visualize it. Visualize yourself achieving the goal. What's it going to feel like? What's it going to look like? Why is it going to be worth it? Mm-hmm. Why is achieving this goal important for you to be uncomfortable? Awareness is key to change, tracking your trends along the way. So you guys, today has been a podcast episode that, has been hopefully insightful. Hopefully it has motivated you to stick with the hard, if maybe you're in the hard right now. And we also want to encourage you to get connected to us. You know, if you head on over to chicinfluencer.com, we have a lot of different ways that we can stay connected to one another, whether it's through our initial Direct Sales Done Right Academy, which is our online course, or you want to be a part of our online community where you can come in and get training from Katie and I every single week inside of our online community. Yeah. You guys, we're so grateful to have you here, and we just want to close it out with just a little client love.
Yes. So Kara J said, I previously not reached out to any of my friends on Facebook about my business. I had been in a few different companies before, and I didn't take it too seriously. So I was afraid of being judged for being or doing that sales again. But I took the leap and I reached out. I caught some no's, but I also got some yeses. That was a giant frog I've been putting off for 3 months. Love seeing our customers thrive in their direct sales business, and always, always rooting for you. Stay tuned to next week's episode.
All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep.
Until next week, let's make chic happen.